I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You thought we were past the COVID vaccine, past the vaccine mandates, past the terrible vaccine side effects that the Biden administration hid? Think again. In fact, if taken to its logical conclusion, you may have to take a killer shot to participate in American life. Wait, what? We thought this ended with Biden. It did, but now it's back. If your doctor at your next checkup asked if you'd like to take the COVID vaccine, would you? For most of the population, over 80%, the answer is now no. They've seen enough damage among family, friends, or heard about it secondhand, they won't touch the thing with a 10-foot pole. But what if that same doctor said to you, oh, look, we're going to have a serious flu season this year. You want a flu shot? Says here you had one last year. Well, they know a lot of the population will say, sure, fine. And that's what they're counting on. That no one will realize that this fall's flu shot ain't like the previous ones. Just like the COVID vaccine, it's going to be an mRNA vaccine. Worse, there are now almost 500 shot trials running for mRNA vaccines, with a drive to replace virtually every vaccine we take, including safe, effective ones, with mRNA. This new flu shot is supposed to pave the way. And Blackstone, a huge donor to the Republican Party, has a $750 million investment specifically in mRNA Moderna shots, specifically in the flu shot, and the next generation shots that'll come from it. Never mind that right now, as all of this is going on, horror hearings are being held by Senator Ron Johnson about the damage the COVID shot did, the deaths, and most specifically how the FDA hid 25 side effects from its algorithms and thus the public. They were serious side effects, by the way, stuff like brain damage, embolism, Bell's palsy. Yeah. So RFK released that, and Senator Ron Johnson and his committee is holding hearings on it. And folks, all of this is they get ready to roll out another shot with the same technology that stands a very good chance of doing the exact same thing to the public, with long-term safety data to be collected after marketing. Here's Ron Johnson taking a break from that committee hearing, and he's standing outside the committee room, and he's approached by CNN's reporter Manahu Raju, who wants to ask him about Iran.
Senator Johnson, can we get you on the COVID cover-up? So why do you think legacy media such as CNN's not covering this?
Why aren't you covering this?
I want to ask you about Iran, the war in Iran.
Yeah, you really ought to cover the fact that Peter Marks knew on March 1st of 2021 that their algorithms were hiding safety signals. On 26 days later, found out 25 serious adverse events like sudden cardiac death, pulmonary infarction, Bell's palsy, different types of strokes, and they buried it. They hid it. It's a major scandal. It's even as big a scandal that the major media is completely ignoring the story. It's been out now for almost 6 weeks.
Can I say,
anyway, so
Iran, that was, I'm sure that was your question. You're trying to ambush me. But no, I want to ask you about
me ambush
Iran.
You.
No, so I ask you about Iran.
Yep, no interest, and there never will be. Again, as the Trump administration FDA tease up another death shot. Johnson wasn't giving up, though. He wanted CNN's reporter to hear what they're blacking out.
I appreciate Secretary Kennedy's commitment to radical transparency. That's why we even know about this. We have a lot more documents, a lot more people to interview. So stay tuned. Again, biggest scandal of my lifetime because people weren't warned, they were mandated to take the shot, or they were coerced, or they're convinced without the kind of information they should have had for informed consent. And millions suffered adverse events. At least tens of thousands died after that March 1st date.
Unfortunately, these people are getting ready to do it again. And we've let our guard down. We expected this from Biden. There's been hardly a peep about it when it's gone on under Trump. That could be relatively innocent on Trump's part. After all, he's long bragged about, you know, being the force behind the COVID vaccine and that ending the, you know, pandemic. It actually didn't. You'll remember the COVID vaccine not only didn't protect you from COVID, it was such a failure, it made you more likely to get it. But Trump's always been a big believer in it, and he took a booster a few months ago. So the fact that this is mRNA might terrify me, but I doubt it has any effect on him. Dr. Jessica Rose, an immunologist and biochemist, says, quote, since mRNA 1010 is based on the same flawed platform as the COVID-19 shots, she anticipates, quote, exactly the same problems as for the COVID shots, as per millions of reported adverse events to pharmacovigilance databases. She wasn't the only one warning about it. Dr. Angus Dalgleish, he's a professor emeritus at the University of London, said that given the high number of serious adverse events related to the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, quote, the case for mRNA gene therapies for any infectious disease can never be approved with current technology, given the totally unacceptable serious side effect risks. Yet this fall, unless we get the word out, millions will march toward doom, toward one of these side effects, and tens of thousands will die. Just like with the COVID vaccine, which was approved under emergency use authorization. Now, at the moment, all of us being capitalists, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, why would Moderna want to do this? They're going to get sued to high heaven. But they won't. There's another reason they picked the flu vaccine. Why? Because it's covered by the National Vaccine Fund. In other words, any side effects, they can't be sued for. Convenient, isn't it? Yep. Congress passed the law a long time ago because it was thought we need vaccine makers as, you know, in the national interest. And so guess who gets stuck with the bill? You, the taxpayer. You get paid out of the fund in exchange for you not being able to sue. And it just so happens that influenza is one of those diseases covered by the National Vaccine Fund. And that particular legislation. It's genius, really. Everybody trusts the flu shots, been around for decades. We've got a lot of data on it. But again, this isn't that flu shot, which takes about a year to develop and is grown on eggs. It's a pretty safe technology, but this is not that technology. This shot will be marketed by Moderna, likely under the brand name MFLUSIVA. That's MFLUSIVA. Now, I suspect, at least for this fall, the regular flu shot will still be available too, since they've been developing it this whole time. You have got, please spread the word, you have got to check before you take it, which will be out in August. An absolute brawl took place in the Trump administration over it. And again, it's obvious what the manufacturer is counting on here. That the doctor will say, hey, you want the flu shot? People say, I know the flu shot. I'm not worried about the flu shot. And never ask, hey, is this the original vaccine or is this that mRNA vaccine that works the same way as the COVID shot? You know, the COVID shot, the one that killed 35,000 people in VAERS. And keep in mind, if 35,000 are listed in VAERS, that's the CDC's adverse events database, as having died of the COVID shot within days. By the way, it doesn't track those who died months later. As having died within days, the actual number, well, that 35,000 represents typically in VAERS between 2% and 10% of the actual figure. You do the math. I totally expected this from a Biden or a Harris administration, but from a Trump administration, and it gets worse. Remember the part under Joe Biden where members of the military who were ordered to take the COVID vaccine refused? Many of them who'd had great military careers negatively separated from the military in all the years that Trump has spent since then restoring their honor. Now the Trump administration is going in the opposite direction. The same week that the FDA committee finally approved the shot, and multiple members of the Trump administration had to be pushed out or fired to make that possible, same week last week that the shot was approved, with very little long-term safety data at all, that's on purpose, because the shot would never be approved if that safety data was captured, the military had a sudden and convenient outbreak of the flu, or so they said. A guy actually died of pneumonia. They said it might have been caused by the flu, or it might not have. But Pete Hegseth, head of the military, was forced to reverse it. So if you're a new recruit now, it will be mandatory to get the flu vaccine, as well as several other categories of members of the military. And so for now, again, you're fine because it's the old flu vaccine. It's probably not going to kill you. You'll be safe. But starting in August, it could be a death sentence for many. In other words, Trump is adopting the Biden policies for the military.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Now, if you've been paying attention to this, you know how far RFK went to stop all of this. He first defunded the $500 million that we were paying for mRNA vaccine trials. He wiped that out. Then after that, Dr. Vinay Prasad and RFK yanked the Moderna flu vaccine trial. Basically, it was one of about 2% of trials that are so poorly constructed, it doesn't get approved. That made big news at the time. And that's when the Trump hatchet went through the FDA. Last month, Dr. Marty Makary, who has long opposed mRNA vaccine, he thinks the technology is unsafe, resigned his FDA commissioner post following rumors he would be fired. Then in April, Dr. Vinay Prasad, who was, you know, worked with RFK to refuse the Moderna vaccine trial. And it's obvious what they were trying to do. If you could stop the trial, you could stop the vaccine from coming out. He resigned from his position at the Center for Biologics Evaluation. And then the FDA fired Tracy Beth Hoag, medical doctor and PhD, the agency's top drug regulator and a staunch advocate for vaccine safety. She was very much opposed to the mRNA vaccine. So with all of the vaccine safety people literally pushed out, this thing has gone forward. And why might this be? My best guess. And folks, it's fascinating. I'm, again, reading about this in RFK's publication. He doesn't run it anymore. He's hands off for now, but it's still his website. It's still their reporting. And I can't help but think he had a hand in this somehow. Blackstone, a New York-based investment firm, is the world's largest alternative assets manager, RFK site, Children's Health Defense, right? Writes, with a portfolio exceeding $1 trillion. In 2024, the company launched an ongoing $750 million investment in Moderna, explicitly to support the development of its mRNA flu shot. Aside from its financial might, Blackstone's closely connected to the Republican Party and the Trump administration through significant donations from its executives, employees, and through its ties with prominent lobbying firms linked to Republicans and Big Pharma. In turn, Blackstone's CEO and co-founder, Stephen Schwarzman, has close ties to President Donald Trump and his administration, while members of Blackstone's life sciences division have ties with several vaccine makers, including Pfizer. Folks, as we head toward fall, I'm going to try very hard to save as many people as possible before this thing comes out. I'm not kidding. Last time when the COVID vaccine came out, we were told we couldn't talk about it unless we used mainstream media sources here at Odyssey. I anticipate that will happen again, and that is why I am talking about the flu this summer before that happens, because, of course, mainstream media sources will lie. Folks, watch what's about to go down here, okay? This is going to be a fascinating study in, you know, human nature. What you're going to see, I guarantee, because this is how they do this, you're going to begin to see coverage maybe as early as July, definitely by August, of how this is going to be a terrible flu season, very deadly, and that it's particularly going to affect people over the age of 50. Remember that. Why? Because this shot right now is recommended for people 50 to 65. You're going to hear horror stories, ton of media coverage. This is what they do. Now, folks, if you're still listening at this point, you may be thinking, well, but I'm not going to take the flu vaccine, so I'm not worried about it. Remember what I said in the beginning of this podcast? There are over 500 additional mRNA vaccines in the development stage. They haven't come forward yet to apply, to market them, but there's over 500 in the development stage. You can see the enormous amount of pressure there would be on the Trump administration. That's billions of dollars of pharma research. Those vaccines, there is a vaccine to replace just about every main vaccine that we get. Now, think about what that means. If they're replaced with mRNA, what do you need? Well, it's going to be like COVID all over again if it gets too far. Want to go to school? Got to get mRNA and shot in the arm. And folks, for little girls, I worry the most about this. Aside from the death and the health effects, that mRNA COVID vaccine shot, this is a testimony from Ron Johnson's committee, in a study was shown to wipe out 60% of a woman's ovarian reserve. In other words, 60% of her eggs. Yeah. And so with this, the Trump administration is potentially setting up a future when we could get to under a Democrat presidency where you're going to need to take an mRNA shot to be able to be part of life, to go to school, to do all the things that shots are required for. That's down the line, but that's what these Trump folks are setting up. And our side, the only side that'll object to this, our side is asleep at the switch. Because Trump's in charge. Folks, by the way, after all of this, and especially I'm just looking at what is being written on Children's Health Defense here, do not be surprised if in the coming months you see RFK either pushed out, fired, or he resigns from the FDA. Because, folks, the FDA is obviously under Health and Human Services, which he runs. Because, folks, there's just too much money at stake here. And the Trump administration, sad to say, appears to have sold out.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.